Slimming by Doris Rogers, read by Kevin Wilde. I've done without this and done without that, but no one on it seems to get rid of me fat. I dreamt I could see myself walking round town with a sylph-like figure in a smart model gown. But it didn't last long and I came down to earth, cos I went for a new frock and they measured me girth. And then in despair I thought I'd get a gait and try once more to lose some weight. Now my mate is so thin she cannot half eat. Feed if she will, she doesn't gain weight. Then there's me, like a sack tied up in the middle, and to me that's nought but a bit of a riddle. We go out for a meal and she's tucking in there. There's me sat watching, just tearing me hair. She's got a nice big steak and some chips on a platter. And here's me with some thin soup that looks like water. Then I thought about something that I once read, about an old donkey that he from Ed. He'd just gotten it living, with next to no feed, when poor little donkey laid down and died. Then I said to Miss Hen, that'll not happen to me, so off I went home and had a good tea. I've tried all diets to keep putting into paper, but none of them can make me thin as a wafer. I've tried all I know to get rid of me fat, but I think life's too short to bother about that. So I sat down and thought and came to a conclusion that being slim is sometimes an illusion.